Okay, there's Chairman Brad Holton. I'm bringing the meeting to order. As County Commissioners, I'm going to close County Commissioners' meeting and reopen as Canyon County Ambulance District Board of Commissioners. And with that, we have an agenda for February 10th. And has the agenda been posted? Okay, so we're good to go. I would entertain a motion to receive the Secretary's agenda notice posting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Is there any amendment to the agenda for this morning? Being that there's none, let's move on to new business. So number one is an action item. Open proposals for M51 station. Let the selections process begin, which is not exactly how it's on the agenda, but anyway.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, yes, this is, they got them all in this morning prior to the timeline. So, yes, we've delivered, I think there's six of them there to go to.
Very good.
Yes.
So, Commissioner Brooks?
We haven't done this before.
Whatever you want to do.
All right. More, so it's an even three. So Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Van Beek will take the honors to open three and three. So.
Chairman, do you just want a date received in the name, or do you want the bid amount on there as well?
If it's easily distinguishable what the total bid amount is, but we definitely want to have the name.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, it's unlikely they'll have a bid amount. They might have their rates included, but this is just to qualify.
Oh, it's qualify.
Yep.
My mistake.
Do we need to even open it?
Thank
yeah, you need to
that.
Open them.
Yeah.
We need to declare who submitted on time.
Yeah. So, Chairman, I have a receipt from Cole Architects with two packets of information. I don't have a time stamp on this, but it was received in a timely manner. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, we have one from Hummel Architects.
All right. That's the first two of six.
Chairman, I have one for CTA Incorporated doing business as Cushing Terrell.
Okay.
We have another one from Pivot North Architecture.
Okay.
I have one from RBA Architects.
And then the last one, Mr. Chairman, is from Design West Architects.
Okay. All right. Careful, that has a thumb drive on it. Okay, so we have received six, and we've declared their names, and now we will send that back to a committee to do a evaluation and a selection process and come back to the board with a recommendation. So, Rick, you're going to be on that, and Chief, do you have any others identified that is going to be on that selection?
We'll be on it as well, and then I'll talk with Rick and see how many he recommends, since we haven't gone through this before. Just
okay,
we should have just to
you can
really
utilize our legal if you need to, and we don't have a date set for that because we don't know how quick we can go through all of the data, but they look like very professional proposals, so that'll be that's good. That's very good. Yes.
There is a date scheduled for the top three, I believe. I just don't remember what that date is.
And it's on a, we're on a schedule that we're attempting to, yes, to match.
Yep.
So, okay.
It was published, yep.
Okay. All right. Anything else for this action item?
No, not that I have.
All right. Being that there's none, let's move on to agenda item two. It's an action item, discuss and approve changes to the office and finance administrator job description.
So, Mr. Chair, this is actually Leanne's job title, job description. And when we were going over it, we realized there's several things that were she was doing that weren't in her job description. And also the title, we wanted to align more with a title that the county has, business manager. But one of the things she does, she's a liaison to all the county departments. So like we met with the IT department yesterday. I had her sit in on the meeting. All those emails and all that stuff goes through Leanne just as a single point of contact. Same with facilities, same with fleet. She's just that person. And so that was not in her job description.
Okay.
Also, BOCC secretary wasn't necessarily in hers. It was in the position right below her, but that's been unfilled for a while. So we moved it into hers because she's been doing that for a while.
Right.
and then the website and all social media, she's the one that handles that. So she will be working with county IT. We're going to move our website over to the county when IT takes over. And Leanne's the one that posts all that stuff too. And that was not in her job description. So just wanted to update it and the title change to make it sound a little bit more appropriate for what the county has to.
Okay.
Chairman?
Do we have documentation on this?
Yes, we have the job description.
Okay. Do you have a red line version of the what it was, what it is today before we change it or not? Or do we just have the change?
The final that HR went through and updated.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
And is there a fiscal impact to this?
Yes, so we're evaluating that right now with the market adjustment. So, Greg, I've been working with Greg on that to look at what the county, the grade and levels are. So,
okay.
Okay.
So it matches.
Okay.
Yep.
So we have the job description updated, the resolution attached. We just don't have the amount that goes with it on the upgrade, which.
No, yeah. Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Dyck, not at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we have the draft job description.
You should have that in your packet with you.
Oh. Imagine that. All right. Thank you. You've had HR personnel look this, review this.
Yes, it did get the HR director, and she did send back.
Okay. Yep.
Chairman, I'm in favor of approving the updated job description that matches what it is we're doing within the county, which I think is good for consistency. We're going to bring back the fiscal portion of this for review again. Is that how we're doing it? I'm looking at somebody.
I'm not sure how the...
Well, generally.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we'll bring that back.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. In my review, I'm more than happy with it. Thank you for moving those things up that you were already doing that was in a different job description. It's good to review that from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in favor. Are you good with this, Commissioner Brooks?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the Canyon County Board of Ambulance District Commissioners Resolution Number 26-09, which is a change to the Office and Finance Administrator job description including the title adjustment to business manager and the updated job description as presented.
All right.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there any other discussion on that? Other than, you know, at some point in time, we'll see a amended payment schedule for the responsibilities. All right. If there's not, is there any other general issues that we'd like to discuss or set policies or give direction?
So yes, Mr. Chair and Commissioner, this is not an action item, but we're going to be contracting in the near future for some HR services. So I do have Jennifer Hooft here. She's going to come up and just kind of give some of her background and what her company will be able to offer us moving forward. So contract is with legal, but it wasn't ready yet, so we just had Jennifer come so you could kind of meet with her and she can update you on
what
she has to offer. So
very good.
Good morning. So do you want me to just kind of describe the spectrum?
I think first just to give them an idea of your background, what you've done in HR, just since they don't know your background. We do. So we've worked with her quite a bit in the past. So
yes, so we're familiar with the ambulance district for sure. So I am a longtime HR professional, led HR in lots of companies before beginning my consulting business 13 years ago. And so my duties have been oversight from organizations with 1,800 people to small startups in many sectors, many industries. I guess I'll give you my education credentials too, because that might be important to you. So I have a bachelor's in human resource management from Boise State University from many, many years ago. A master's from University of Idaho in adult education, and a master's in applied positive psychology from University of Pennsylvania. So all of those kind of dovetail in terms of the approach to the people work in organizations. So my consultancy provides support in every aspect of HR, and we tailor to the needs of our client. So that's everything from assisting with recruitment, including developing the job descriptions, qualifying the candidates, screening the candidates, assisting with interview guides, all the way through to selection, certainly onboarding, compensation and benefits administration. We do salary surveys for our clients relatively frequently. So we can handle all of that for the ambulance district, providing help there. Employee relations issues, assist with certainly any development efforts. And it's all a partnership, right? So, so everything that we do is aligned and appropriate for the client. And then all the way through to separation of employment, which unfortunately I have a lot of experience with that, not just from sometimes for cause, but often reductions in force. And our approach with everything that we do is very employee-centric, very respectful. Even if somebody leaves the organization, they leave with their dignity intact. Right. So so at any rate, I'm not going to say we can do everything as well as anybody else, but I am going to say I'm very confident that between my team members and myself, we can provide comprehensive assistance and service. Perfect. But I'd love some questions, because I think to me it's all very familiar. So I'm skimming through it, and you might have particular areas of interest. So I'd love to hear.
So in a normal case, that sometime in the distant future, if we have an employee issue, will it be you or one of your team members that would attend an executive session when we discuss options?
Likely me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Questions?
I don't have a question, Chairman, just that Jennifer Hoof's reputation is longstanding in the community. She has worked in tandem with Ron Price prior to this board being together, and we heard a lot of positive feedback from that. And so thank you for being here and continuing your relationship with Canyon County.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. We look forward to consideration of the contract then.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything else? I like business like this because it's pretty straightforward. We know what we need. We know what we want. We know who we want it from. So very good. All right. Is there any other business that we need to deal with today?
Not for me, Mr. Chair. I think that's it.
All right. I think that takes us all the way to the part of adjournment. So I didn't consider discussion or a motion.
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.